Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting seventh. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Ginsburg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dick Kokos. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Hunter. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Krahoski. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Vern Stevens. Batting sixth. The catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dwayne Pellette. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Dwayne Pellette. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell takes first base on ball four. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila bunts towards the mound. Pellette fields it and throws to first for the out. Mitchell moves to second. One out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mitchell scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a pop-up towards short. Hunter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Easter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a fly ball into right field. Wertz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg hits a ball on the ground towards first. Krahoski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ginsburg for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz strikes out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller strikes out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Mitchell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-0 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young misplays the ball. That's an error on Young. Mitchell moves to second. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Groth for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Pellette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellette hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. Doby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doby moves to second. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-1 in the game. Strickland hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0-for-1 in the game. Ginsburg hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doby scores. Smith moves to third. It's 3-0, Indians. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-1 in the game. Feller hits a line drive for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos is 0-for-1 in the game. Kokos takes first base on ball 4. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0-for-1 in the game. Krahoski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mitchell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-1 in the game. Avila hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Easter hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-0, Indians. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Doby hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-1 in the game. Courtney hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. Young hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-1 in the game. Groth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Young moves to second. Roy Seavers pinch hits for Dwayne Follette. Roy Seavers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seavers hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Seavers reaches second base with a double. Young scores. Groth goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, Indians. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kokos hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Seavers scores. It's 5-3, Indians. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-for-2 in the game. Hunter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kokos moves to second. Bill White now pitching. Don Lenhart pinch hits for Dick Krahoski. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Don Lenhart now playing left field. Mike Bliska now pitching. Roy Seavers now playing first base. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a line drive towards third. Stevens reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-2 in the game. Strickland takes first base on ball 4. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ginsburg hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into right field. Wirt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirtz hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0 for 2 in the game. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. White fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Mitchell hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Young reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 2 in the game. Avila hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Easter hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-3, Indians. Marlon Stewart now pitching. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Dobie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobie is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dobie hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wirtz who is chasing the ball. Dobie reaches third base with a triple. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Young hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Sievers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Larson pinch hits for Marlon Stewart. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sievers moves to second. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hunter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Hunter reaches second base with a double. Sievers scores. Larson moves to third. It's 7-4, Indians. Bob Lemon now pitching. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0 for 1 in the game. Lenhart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larson scores. Hunter moves to third. It's 7-5, Indians. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 3 in the game. Wirtz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hunter scores. Lenhart moves to second. It's 7-6, Indians. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-3 in the game. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Lenhart moves to third. Wirtz moves to second. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-3 in the game. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 6. The Indians will come to bat. Satchel Paige now pitching. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Strickland hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ginsburg bunts towards the mound. Paige fields it and throws to first for the out. Strickland moves to second. One out. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Mitchell takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a fly ball into left field. Lenhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 6. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Kennedy now playing left field. Jim Hegan now catching. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Young hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter scoops it up and throws to first, with Lemon covering, for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Groth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 6. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two home runs. He's got five RBIs. Easter hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Rosen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Rosen moves to second. Harry Simpson pinch hits for Al Smith. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson takes first base on ball 4. Rosen moves to third. Doby moves to second. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Paige fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rosen scores. Doby moves to third. Simpson moves to second. It's 8-6, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan strikes out. Two outs. Dick Littlefield now pitching. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Browns 6. The Browns will come to bat. Bill Glenn now playing first base. Harry Simpson now playing right field. Hank Edwards pinch hits for Dick Littlefield. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards strikes out. One out. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hunter hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lenhart hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kennedy. Lenhart reaches second base with a double. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wirtz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lenhart scores. It's 8-7, Indians. Neil Berry pinch runs for Vic Wirtz. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and St. Louis Browns, 7. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.